Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I realized what blew up there at the end of the hour. I started rereading that TV news piece about CPS. I want that family on. And the CPS says, well, if you have a medical marijuana card, we're going to take all your children now. And there's not even a law. They go, well, we feel like you might be at a higher risk of someone robbing you to get your marijuana. So now we're taking your child because of that. I mean, we feel like your house is in a bad area. We're taking your kids. We feel like you're in a rich area. They might rob you. We feel like, and this is all the spy grid system where there's just no due process. And it's like, oh, I mean, if they just took your kid, it'd be tyranny and a big news story. But if they give an excuse, oh, the wind blew one way, so I'm taking your kid, then it's like, oh, well, of course, then. If you have some actuary showing something, 7 times more likely to be abused in CPS custody. It used to be 5 times, not 7 times. They will take your child now. That just makes me want to absolutely go ape. I mean, I am sick of these people. And half of them just want to rape your kids. I mean, that's well known. I mean, these are just the buckets of maggot pus. I've never seen such filth in my life. Allison in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello? Hello?
Welcome. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Experience about 7 years ago, kind of a nervous breakdown, some would call it, but I would
Why don't you have a nervous break up into energized, crazed, luscious life? How about that? How's that sound?
Yeah, that's happened now, 7 years later.
Good.
But
good.
7 years ago, so I had sort of a revelation experience. You know, like my mother said that I sounded like a southern preacher.
You were born again hard?
Very hard. It was very traumatic, actually. But once I just found God, I guess, I felt really safe and secure. But I was rounded up and brought into a hospital where they put me on a bunch of different drugs, risperidone, clozapam.
So you had a religious experience and said you loved God, and they thought that was mentally ill?
Yep. Yes, absolutely. Well, it's cultural context plays a part in diagnosis, too, you know, and there was no one around me.
By the way, spiritual experiences have been recorded for all of human history and are associated with higher brain waves and creativity. So it's where you want to be.
And so I just completely trusted them and let them do all this stuff to me and give me all these drugs. And slowly but surely, my mental capacities just sort of vanished, and I felt pretty much lobotomized.
Yeah.
And they really need to break your dignity. Like, that seems like a process. Since 7 years ago.
Oh, no. These are drug-pushing cults. Again, in some rare cases where somebody already has a chemical imbalance, the drugs save them. But most of the time, it's because of something you're already eating or doing or hormonal that's medical that they need to work on, not just, here, take some chemical weapon. That'll fix you.
Totally true. I did have 2 other episodes since then. My last one was almost 3 years ago now, but I would call those sort of spiritual crises, and because they were sort of interrupted.
Well, life is supposed to be a crisis. People are supposed to freak out sometimes. You're on a planet. It's weird. I mean, look at all the crazy stuff around us. It's wild. Go with it. Have a good time.
Yeah.
Don't let it freak you out. Believe me, you ought to see me out there.
Up when you're sort of in a daze and still trying to process what you're going through, and, you know, drug you. And the last time they did this to me, it was bad. You know, every time that they put me on these drugs, like the first time when they had me on 3 or 4, I gained 30 pounds in 30 days. Like, it was crazy what it did to my health physically. And so the last time it happened, as soon as I got out of the hospital, away from them forcing them down your throat, otherwise they'll just tackle you and stab you with needles.
Well, that's loving. I mean, why not?
Well, they don't mind traumatizing.
I mean, what, are you against arming Al-Qaeda with taxpayer-paid war weapons?
And people do this as a job, you know, and they go crazy just tackling people all day for years on end.
Well,
you know?
They like the power, though. Ma'am, I'm out of time. Thank you so much for your testimony. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Obama has come out in a press conference and blamed the American gun owners for the tragedy 2 days ago at the highly secure, gun-free Navy Yard in Washington, D.C. What our callers at military bases first reported has been confirmed. That base and others only allowed MPs to have bullets in their firearms. There were large Marine Corps facilities at the base with full armories, but no one was allowed to have bullets on the base with the firearms. No one was allowed to have the cartridges, and so this was allowed to continue on for some time until the police finally got there 45 minutes later and finally took this guy out, which is actually a quick response compared to a lot of other mass shootings we've seen, like Columbine. It was over 4 hours, and we've seen other events where it's been over 2.5 hours. While everybody puts on their black uniforms, their armor, stands around, and generally the shooter's already committed suicide. But that reportedly is not the case here. And there's been a lot of new developments on this front. We're going to go over it. And then I'm going to open the phones up today for victims of Zoloft and Luvox and the, I don't know, 50-plus popular serotonin reuptake inhibitors and other psychotropics that people are taking? Because this morning I was reading on Infowars.com in a story that's linked up on DrudgeReport.com dealing with the fact that the reported Navy Yard shooter was under psychiatric care and on psychotropic drugs, and the media has now buried the psychiatric drug connection to the Navy shooter. Despite with Harrison Kleibold under psychiatric care, obsessed with violent video games. Adam Lanza under psychiatric care, on drugs, obsessed with violent video games. On and on and on and on and on. In over 90% of the cases, on psychotropic drugs, obsessed with shoot 'em up violent video games. And we're not saying if you play shoot 'em up video games, I play them sometimes when I go out somewhere. I'm not saying I play the hunting games with my kids. And, you know, we're hunting elk and stuff just because it is good for them to learn how to shoot outside of going out and actually shooting, which they do as well. The five-year-old's not shooting yet, but she plays the hunting game. Obviously, that's not going to make my five-year-old want to go out and murder people. But when you're already unstable, you're already on drugs that the insert says may cause psychotic breaks, suicide, megalomania, mass murder, nymphomania. And there's a bunch of them with women that just, I mean, that's well known. That's on the books. You know, they give them to women that aren't, who are married reportedly and aren't sexually excited or whatever, getting near menopause. Yeah, that's one of the treatments is they give them these drugs. It absolutely kills inhibition in shrimp, in frogs, in fish. They've done studies. Fish will swim right up with no fear and grab the hook with the bait on it. Shrimp will swim right up to other fish and be eaten when they're on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And so much of it is put out to the sewage into the rivers that marine animals are committing suicide everywhere. And by suicide, they'll just swim right up and be run over by boats. It's happening to larger fish. The side effects are absolutely mind-blowing, and this is a fact. So I want to open the phones to hear your take out there on what it is like for you, because, I mean, I read about people that will wake up and kill their wife or kill their husband or kill their kids, or people will wake up and see the Grim Reaper in front of their bed, and they'll have full-on hallucinations, or they'll think they're a superhero, or I was talking to a Houston cop years ago. They pull up to the upscale neighborhood. There's a beautiful woman up on top of the roof cutting herself with a butcher knife, and they knew right away once they got her down that when they went inside they'd find some type of serotonin reuptake inhibitor, some type of Prozac-type drug, and sure enough she was on those. Every time they pull up to a house and the woman's chopped the baby's arms off, they know they're on it. Every time the woman drowns their four kids in the bathtub, these are all Texas cases I'm mentioning, they know what they're on. And the grand juries will still indict the woman, obviously whacked out of their gourd, given to them by a doctor. It's one thing if you take LSD and have a bad trip or PCP and go out and kill people. Then you can say, well, you took it, it's your fault. But still, it wasn't premeditated murder. It's not murder one. So you only get 25 years in prison instead of the death penalty. These people, though, these military troops like Sergeant Bales, who went out and killed, you know, the 16, 17 people and would burn their bodies for hours and go house to house doing it, and no one knew he was doing it, snuck out of the facility to go out and kill people in the neighborhood. He begged not to go back. He'd been arrested repeatedly. He'd been found in the woods with a gun in Oregon. He'd been beating people up. He'd had his part of his foot blown off, had a prosthesis on it, was begging not to go back, flipping out on a whole bunch of psychotropics on record now. And last time I heard, he was in trial facing life in prison. What happened with his court-martial, his army trial? Look up Sergeant Bales. I want to, because I remember a few months ago he was facing trial. And his lawyers didn't even argue from what I saw in the news that he was under psychiatric care. And I'm not saying it's okay he killed 16 people, but you take a killing machine, four tours of combat. He saw his buddies blown up in an armored vehicle that day, and one of his buddies killed, and he flipped out, ladies and gentlemen. He blacked out. Robert Bales, born 1973, 1 year older than me. What ended up happening in his trial? A six-person jury sentenced him to life in prison without parole. You can't sentence him to life in prison. The crime was putting him on those drugs. Yeah, he was on paroxetine. And that's the same stuff that they've been giving most of the troops. That's the new drug. That's what the Navy shooter, who we know is under care and on drugs, was probably on. And what does it say it does? Neurosis, paranoid reaction, antisocial reaction, delusions, drug dependence, hysteria, manic depression reaction, psychotic depression, and psychosis, mania. And you add all this up, and 5% of it, they have the depression, 2% lack of emotion. You add all these up, though, it's a good 15% chance you're going to have one of these, quote, side effects of mania, psychotic depression, psychotic breaks, euphoria. I mean, let me tell you, folks, I had a few girls I dated who were on this stuff, and it wasn't any fun because they were like crazy maniacs, but they weren't real. It was like, well, I want a real person. I don't want, I mean, maybe some guys are into that, but I mean, they were not alive, folks. They were like robots, you know, crazy robots who 1 minute would be, you know, taking their clothes off in public, and the next minute would be telling you they want to kill you. And I mean, I found out real quick, man, what is this stuff you're taking? What is this stuff? And it was always those type of drugs. And again, if a woman chops her baby's arms off and she's been put on two or three of these drugs in some cases, because what happens is they put you on one drug and then, oh my gosh, I'm having delusions. I want to kill people. Oh, that's because you need a second drug. Well, now I just don't want to go out of the house. I'm really paranoid. Well, you know what? They've got this new one you stack on top. And then pretty, you know, the average foster child in America, 69% of them, they can look up national numbers, are on psychotropics. If you cry for mommy, that's mental illness. When they put two-year-olds on these now. You cry for mommy, that's mental illness. That'll make you shut up. On average, the 69% that are on them, look it up. 69% on it in foster care are on an average of 7 psychotropics. Well, then they got to go on antipsychotics. Then they start having convulsions from all the drugs. And so then they put them on anti-convulsion drugs. By the way, this is a Dallas Morning News, Texas Monthly wrote about it. For some reason, Texas reported, and I found the national numbers were pretty much the same. Because medical doctors that work for CPS went public first to WOAI TV and radio out of San Antonio, to Twin Group. And they said, look, we watch healthy five-year-olds that come to us and take from their parents are dead a year later. And we won't be there. They give them so many drugs, folks, it kills them. It kills them. K-I double hockey sticks. Now, Obama is out blaming the Second Amendment right now. And again, people in national studies that LA Times reported on believe that there's double the shootings in America in national surveys when there's actually a 49% drop in overall crime with guns, people being shot, wounded, you name it. Mass shootings are actually less than 2% of overall shootings, obviously. And of those, of overall gun crime, the M4 type 223 is only used, again, in 2% of the crime. These are all real numbers. Look them up. But none of that matters because Piers Morgan says you are collectively guilty. And now they have Rick Warren, the preacher. We're going to play this when we come back, going on Piers Morgan and saying he forgives whoever sold a gun to his son that committed suicide. Hey, buddy, don't blame us. We're sad your son committed suicide. But how dare you? If somebody goes in a store and buys razor blades, the store's not their fault. They slipped their wrist. If somebody buys a car and goes and parks it in the garage and puts a water hose on it and pumps it into the car with carbon monoxide and kills themselves, it's not Ford's fault. It's not Chevy's fault. It's not Mercedes' fault. If somebody buys a car and runs through a crowd of people and it's a Porsche, it's not Porsche. It's not Porsche's fault. Okay? Now, I know that it's hard for you to understand, but you want to guilt us all into this. Enough of your authoritarianism where somebody does something wrong or bad, and then we collectively are blamed for it. When it's you pushing mass murder, suicide pills on everybody, Piers Morgan. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
On InfoWars.com, in the article titled Media Buries Psychiatric Drug Connection to Navy Shooter, you can read some of the comments from people about the horrible experiences they've had on Paxil, the horrible experiences they've had on Zoloft. And I have personally, you know, seen the countless news stories in the press. Every time you hear about some senseless killing, they're on these drugs. And folks, it's because they're in the psychotropic hallucinogen family. And again, no one wants to blame the billions and billions and billions of dollars spent each year for advertising to push these drugs on people. Prozac even did a thing back in the 80s and 90s repeatedly where they would mail free samples in the mail to people of a Schedule 3 hallucinogen. These are hallucinogens that put people in a dream state. So if you have the compulsion to kill people, just go ahead and do it. It's a fact, and I know I'm not going to rant anymore. It's just that you continue to see all these people that are on this imprisoned when they kill people, because the courts and everybody else knows you do not blame the mass murder suicide pills. And I've coined that term, and it's now gone viral. It was actually in a bunch of newscasts yesterday. National newscast had guests talking about it. Ben Schwann talked about it in an article and video he did. So that's good. There is Piers Morgan blaming gun owners collectively for Sandy Hook, a gun-free zone, a guy who tried to get guns illegally five times and finally succeeded breaking in after he killed mommy to get her guns, another video game head, and then I'm to blame. No, if anybody wants to have blame here, it's CNN with sponsors spending billions of dollars a year promoting pills that the insert says it makes people commit suicide or mass murder. You promote suicide mass murder pills. How dare you sit here and blame my rights and my liberties, you little piece of trash. That's common sense, folks, and that's why I got mad that he was there accusing gun owners collectively. That's what they do. That's what Kerry said. If you don't back the Syria war, why, you're anti-American, you love Vladimir Putin, and you will be to blame for the next killings. When the Obama administration in NATO, headed up by France of all groups, and Saudi Arabia, and now Israel admits they're involved in it, finally yesterday, and said, yes, we back Assad. Was in Reuters. We think he's worse than Al-Qaeda. They didn't even deny it. They owned it and said, yes, we're going to back the Al-Qaeda groups. I mean, it was so shocking to see that. That now, okay, it's out in the open. Okay, we're just, Israel was smart to just own it. Yeah, okay, sure. What's the big deal? Let's move along. And now the big mega church preacher, Rick Warren, who I'm sad lost your son, but I didn't do that. I didn't make your son go out and get a gun and kill himself. And then, oh, they don't know where he got the gun, but whoever sold it to him, you forgive him. Like the person knew. I mean, if you walk in a store and say, you know, give me Drano, and then tell me I'm going to kill myself with it, I'd be, no way, I'm not going to sell that to you. You walk in with Drano, get checked out, that's it. His son, you know, you're blaming us. Here's the clip from the Redcoat Slimebag in Chief, who promotes, the ads are on a show every night for psychotropic drugs. He's all over the news. Sometimes I watch the news and half the newscast is Big Pharma with all these different Paxil and Zoloft and, you know, the rest of it on there. And then it's not their fault, though. It's not their fault. It's my fault. It's your fault as a gun owner. Let's go to the clip.
But I have to say, Pierce, one of the hard things was forgiving the person who sold him the gun.
Because I prayed.
Because I didn't want to forgive him.
Well, you pray on a desperate person.
Yeah.
Do you know who that person is, Rick?
I have no idea.
No, I don't.
The police have never been able to find out?
No.
Because they couldn't trace the gun. So absolutely no idea. And it was so encrypted. And yeah, they couldn't find it.
And Rick, have you been able to forgive this person?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have to forgive. Not forgive.
All right, that's enough. Let's stop right there. I could forgive Rick Warren, but that's not ignorance. That's all scripted with him and his wife, a little glitterbug preacher and his wife, up there demonizing our civil rights, our God-given rights to self-defense, crimes down 49%, violent crime because of the upswing in gun ownership. The criminals are scared to rob houses and rape women. And carjackings are a thing of the past, except in Chicago, New York, and D.C. Liberty is actually reigning. The criminals are scared, and the criminals in government don't like the fact that they can't basically have their way with us. And she says someone prayed on her son knowingly. She's saying, oh, you're going to commit suicide. Here. And they go, well, do you know who did it then? Oh, no, I have no idea. As if the person, whoever, however he got this gun, we have no idea how he got it. And then you blame us and the gun owner, but you forgive us. Aren't you taking the high road for all you've done? Rick Warren, you're such a big, big man. Thanks for trying to blame the death of your son on gun owners, pal. Thanks a lot, scumbag.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight.
You know, when I talk about Rick Warren, I'm certainly not somebody that judges people or tries to, you know, criticize other fellow Christians for their views. I'm not somebody that's here to balkanize people, but Rick Warren is definitely one of these government-run preachers. He says the Bible needs to be amended. It's hateful. I mean, these are basically quotes that he's put out. And so he's definitely a globalist operative up there with his wife, going, we forgive whoever preyed on our son, selling him his guns he could kill himself. When obviously, hey, I'm going to kill myself. You got a gun I can buy? And they go, oh, really? Who sold it? Oh, we have no idea where he got it. Lying to everyone. You can just look at him up there. And you've got all these mainline Baptists that just worship the ground he walks on. And led by him, the Southern Baptist Convention and others have come out and said, it's time to repeal the Second Amendment. They said that this year. They've had the biggest Catholic newspaper in the U.S. come out and say it's time to repeal the Second Amendment. This is what we're talking about. And folks, they're going to SWAT team us. They're going to take our guns. They're already taking our bank accounts, our pensions, our future, our dollar, our children. On MSNBC, they say our children belong to the state. These are authoritarians. And so scumbag isn't strong enough of a term. Using the death of his son to collectively put guilt on us and blame us as gun owners, I have had enough. When it's always victim disarmament zones where these mass shooters decide to go out and kill people. And it doesn't matter if shootings overall are down 49%. They are at war with reality. CNN, by the way, I saw it again last night. We've written multiple articles on this. It's still saying he killed the people with an AR-15. Piers Morgan has been on notice for 2 days. For 2 days, that it was really about a day and a half, that it hasn't been an AR-15. CNN claims Navy Yard shooter had AR-15 shotgun, by the way. Now, of course, shotguns aren't .223. They're 50 caliber, if you want to get technical, with the diameter of the barrel, but they shoot multiple projectiles in each burst. But let's not get technical. They're still saying it was an AR-15, folks, because they say polar bears can't swim on CNN. And that there's less of them, even though their numbers are fivefold. They say that there's no northern ice cap, even though it's the record size ever recorded. They literally prey on you viciously and savagely and consciously, and have Luvox and Vioxx and all these ads. You notice they're always moving to, there's more than 50 of these now. Every couple of years now, there's new ones, because all the other ones are making everybody kill themselves or suicide. This new one's even better. And what they do is get worse and worse and worse. But despite the fact they've got 20% of the population on this, so many gun owners are out there shooting home invaders and criminals that the overall regular criminal attacks are way down. Because they're scared to death, and they should be. 2 weeks after concealed carry went in Texas and the first people graduated with it and got their license, there were carjackers in Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio killed. We've done articles on that. They would be carjacking one group in standstill traffic, and then somebody would get out and shoot them. I mean, it's beautiful. It's beautiful to see the criminals on the run. And the big criminals that run D.C., they inherently want us to be their slaves. They've already stolen our future, private Federal Reserve. They've robbed us of our jobs, robbed us of everything. They know we've got God and guns and family. And so they're doing everything they can to attack whatever's left. Now let's go over some of these articles. Navy Yard shooter. Well, first off, If tell us your experience with serotonin reuptake inhibitors and psychiatric drugs. And if you think they're great, call in and tell us. If you think they're horrible, call in and tell us. Tell us your bad reactions. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Now let's go over these headlines here. This is NBC News. Navy Yard shooter Aaron Alexis was not happy with America, friends say, and, of course, confirming he was also upset about race relations. That's code word for, well, you know, white girl bleed a lot, as the new book breaks down. I'm going to get that author on. Continuing, and I don't know if that's the case in this, but it looks like it, in amongst all the other craziness. Washington gunman recently told cops he was being bombarded by microwave signals that kept him awake at night. Here's the problem. A lot of people are actually bombarded and have bad effects from microwave radiation. There's a lot of studies showing it's increasing mental illness and actually making people artificially go schizophrenic with the high load of heavy metals in the environment that have been connected to it for 100 years, lead, arsenic, mercury, things like that. And then you also get electromagnetic wireless radiation that's been shown to actually increase brainwaves and irritability. That's mainline studies. Now, he's probably a schizophrenic or was made schizophrenic, as the psychotropics say can make you an artificial schizophrenic. Psychotic breaks, mania, paranoid, schizophrenia artificially. So we don't know if he was chemically a schizophrenic, genetically a schizophrenic with some type of brain problem or disorder, or whether the drugs did it. But we know he's under psychiatric care. The cops called over and over again, believing the government was after him. And here's the problem. If the government's really after you, which we know Theodore Kaczynski, L.A. Times, you can pull this up, Alexander Cockburn broke it. It was declassified in, 2000? Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was a high-level MK-Ultra volunteer, and it showed connections to the CIA for more than 15 years. And Kaczynski was led into high-level programs at the CIA. He was very intelligent, like 160 IQ, it was reported, or around there. The point is that Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was led into high-level meetings where they basically said they were going to exterminate everybody. And that's why he wrote about the machines taking over and how we had to stop it. And the media just spun that he was some crazy environmentalist. He was a guy who saw too much. Now, he was either under mind control or flipped out because of what he learned in the MK Ultra program. But he was definitely an academic with the CIA. That's declassified. Okay. Tim McVeigh, definitely sheep-dipped Army intelligence CIA. That came out in federal court. It was declared national security. Look it up. We know so many of these guys. It's right out of the movie, the remake of The Manchurian Candidate. With Denzel Washington, excellent movie, you should watch it. That is exactly the kind of stuff and exactly how they do it. And they can brainwash and program with drugs and chemicals and electroshock in about a week. And then they've got chips in the brain basically as control mechanisms to program, basically make you ill, make you sick, bring you back to the trauma-based mind control. They're not that sophisticated from the technology we know is out there. But they can do mind control without that. They can hypnotize you over and over again, put you on amnesiacs like Halcyon, sodium pentothal, and then put you back on it like Sirhan, to wind you up just to be the patsy. Just like they drug Marinus Vanderlube, who supposedly did the Reichstag fire, just so they could blame him so he wouldn't remember anything. They don't necessarily even do the shooting. They're just there drugged out of their mind, thinking it's a video game, shooting the gun. Now, I'm not saying this was staged, but it's starting to move into that quadrant. My gut tells me there's more than meets the eye here. I don't know, but my gut told me it looks suspicious. The timing, Obama coming out for gun control the night before, needing a diversion, saying I predict mass shootings. But I just said, you know, they're real schizophrenics. They're real people go postal. He's probably on drugs. See, that's natural mass mind control. 20% of America, including children, we crossed that Rubicon 2 years ago. Look it up. In fact, search 20% of America now on psychotropics. Or antidepressants is what they call them. They actually are the opposite. If you've got 20% out there that are on this, again, overall crime going down because of gun ownership and private security cameras, that's a big part of it, let's just be honest. You've got crime going way down because of that, but you do have craziness is up a little bit because out of a giant swath of people, you're going to end up having unstable folks. But let's continue with these headlines. So imagine he's telling the police they're coming after me and calling 911 in hotel rooms, shooting out people's tires, shooting through walls of people, and he still has a top secret security clearance. Folks, let me give you a little newsflash. You don't get a top secret security clearance now unless they want you to if you have bad credit. You don't get security clearances if you have bad credit. Just search that term. It's on record. Unless they want to hire a criminal for something. There's a lot of felons they hire and just waive it, like TSA. They waive this guy for some reason. They waive this guy. And they can do psychological metrics where they can just let out of hundreds of thousands working for the Department of Defense, actually millions as contractors and others, if they just let schizophrenics keep working and leave them there, they know with the scientific breakdowns they have with the supercomputers, there's going to end up being these events on their own. So see, any way you slice it, this is a government operation because of the drugs, the culture, the whole deal. We're all under mind control bombardment, mind control light compared to what intense mind control is when they actually have you in their clutches. So I want to hear what you have to say about this, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the rest of the headlines here. Breaking down all of this news, not a diagnosis, voices in head more common than thought. And we've got NBC News and others saying, oh, no, it was no big deal. You had a security clearance. Nothing to see here. It's quite normal to hear voices in your head now. It's quite normal for that to be going on. Of course, that is the number one sign of being schizophrenic. Continuing, Washington Navy Yard gunman Aaron Alexis heard voices in head after playing violent video games up to 18 hours a day, we're now learning. Buddhist community ponders apparent link between their faith and Navy Yard shooter. I mean, if the guy liked to eat at P.F. Chang's, is it the fault of Chinese food restaurants? I mean, again, this is, oh, one of the bombers visited Alex's website. Alex is to blame. MSNBC actually said, I'm to blame, and so are all libertarians. This is outrageous propaganda. Now the Buddhist, a nonviolent group, they're not offensively violent. The Buddhists actually historically trained to fight and are good fighters defensively. Let's, you know, a.k.a. Obi-Wan Kenobi, the Zen Buddhist. All right, let's continue. If we had the ammunition, we could have cleared that building. Son at Navy Yard told dad. CNS News has the video interview. Very important that, oh, yeah, they have guns. They were not allowed to have bullets. And we'll play that video later. We have time. Media buries psychiatric drug connection to Navy shooter. Paul Watson's article, Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.com, and it's also up on DrudgeReport.com on the left-hand side. Here it comes. Obama calls for gun control again in aftermath of shipyard shootings. We have the quote. He calls on Congress. You know, it's their fault for not restricting guns if this happened. This guy was openly out of his mind with a security clearance and legally owning guns. This is who they should have taken to the psychiatric facility. But instead, people that had PTSD in Vietnam, they claim, are having their guns taken. No criminal record. Retired police are having their guns taken, saying they had PTSD. Amazing. Here it goes. Likely nearly all other mass shooters, or like all others, Alexis was also being treated with psychiatric drugs. Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com up on Infowars.com. Very important article. Rick Warren, we already covered this, says he forgives person who sold gun to son. I mean, just unbelievable. And, of course, here's our Drudge Link story here, folks. That's what the crew calls those. Those that we're giving away trade secrets, that's called a succulent plump, because that's about the biggest news link you can get in the world. And we appreciate Drudge helping fight for the Second Amendment with the truth of the fact that media buries psychiatric drug connection. It is only Drudge covering the psychiatric drug connection. Only Drudge and Infowars.com and folks like Natural News. So we salute people that live in reality and want to defend the Second Amendment. If people just defend the Second Amendment, it's all over for the globalist. Continuing, Navy Yard shooter liberal supported Obama. That's right. That's from Breitbart. Caught. CNN claims Navy Yard shooter had AR-15 shotgun. And they're still reporting that even though it's admitted not true. So that's just some of the information on that front. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes and go to your calls on what you've seen in family or yourselves with the bad reactions. And again, we call them bad reactions. The inserts of every vaccine out there says it can cause death, autoimmune diseases, blood on the brain, convulsions, narcolepsy, Guillain-Barré, just hundreds, cancer, AIDS-like autoimmune diseases, and then every year, I had to see it again in August, headlines and TV reports going, hey, don't listen to conspiracy theorists and quacks. You know, they believe in space aliens. There are no side effects other than a sore shoulder from a vaccine. I've read you those headlines, and they just sit there like con men, like Obama going, 80-90% of Americans support gun control. He said that Sunday on Meet the Press with Snotolophilus. And Sonophilus, you know, sat up there and said, that's right, 89% want their guns taken. It doesn't matter if the poll shows the opposite, 70% or more. Doesn't matter. Just like polar bears can't swim. Just like it's your fault Rick Warren's son blew his head off. It is all our fault. These people are a joke. Now, before we go to break, I want to tell you we got a lot of new items going into the InfoWars store today. I'm not ready to mention those yet because they're being posted right now, but watch that site. Some great new tools to really wake people up. In the activist area, I'll just leave that surprise to later. Should be up the next hour. I'll tell you about it. We've got Pro Pure water filters and other great water systems at the lowest prices that we're allowed to sell them. I go to my spot. I go find the lowest price, and I sell the lowest price. 10% off promo code WATER on the whole line of Pro Pure water filtration, gravity-fed stainless steel. The number one thing you can do for your family, folks, is filter their water. Send your kids to school with a glass water bottle. They got them encased in plastic now, so they're safe. So they don't have all the Prozac runoff and the glyphosates Roundup and the sodium fluoride and all the rest of it. And they've got, the other gravity fed systems have this where like two filters do it. They don't cut it all out. This is the Pro One, folks, that does it all. It is the name. I went out and found the best 2 years ago. I did a year of research trying to find one that was up to snuff. We noticed we'd sell filters for about a year. Well, this is it. Pro One, Pro Pure Systems. They've got the big ones. They've got the little ones. InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase also funds the operation. We're not like MSNBC that takes it from you at gunpoint. You know, they get stimulus money or NPR. We are funded by your free will and buying the great products in the free market. InfoWarsStore.com. We're doing a major push to expand our operations. We need the support as well, so please shop with the good guys. Get the great Patriot InfoWars t-shirts to meet like-minded folks in your area. A lot of new t-shirts coming out. Get the InfoWars magazine at cost to help wake folks up. Get the incredible Seed Center, non-GMO seeds, the widest selection, lowest prices anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 24 hours a day, we can take your calls, take your orders, answer your questions. But please shop with the good guys and support us. And I want to thank all of you that have supported us and get PrisonPlanet.tv membership.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicists by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the true human need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
During the break, we had 3 minutes. You know, I didn't used to eat like a pig. I'll be eating at my parents' house sometimes. My mother goes, I didn't raise you to eat like a slob. What happened to you? 18 years of radio happened. when you do a three-hour radio show, I haven't eaten breakfast. I've been up since 6 a.m. I went and jogged this morning, and they went out for lunch. I got an egg sandwich over easy. They walk in. I bite into it, and it shoots egg all over my shirt. And let me tell you, we were eastbound and down getting the getting me one of the InfoWars Liberty or Death t-shirts on. Hey, it looks better than that shirt I was wearing. Why not? So here I am sporting our colors proud if you're watching us on television. Hey, you want to see the egg sandwich, ladies and gentlemen? I can eat pretty fast during a break. There is the culprit right there. Not usually part of my healthy diet, but I tell you, absolutely delicious right there, ladies and gentlemen. That is like mother's milk. Unfortunately, half of the mother's milk sprayed out on me. The blood of the egg, I'm not going to get to imbibe of that delicious ambrosia at this current date. At this current date, as a fine southern gentleman, as a Yankee. All right, I'm now digressing off into mania. Maybe I need Prozac. Something's wrong with me. I'm high on life. I'm bad. I need drugs. The government loves me. By the way, speaking of drugs, I have an article where people on medical marijuana, they use the medical marijuana card from their medical doctor to take their baby. Everyone needs to know, folks, in every major city, they're taking kids every day. In the old days, you just went to jail for pot. Now they're like, no, no, you can smoke pot. We're just going to kidnap your kids. No judge, no jury. We're the CPS. All right. We're taking calls starting now into the next hour, interspersed with amazing news. And Congressman Walter Jones is joining us from North Carolina. He's got a bill to impeach Obama. You want it? You got it. We are moving forward in the info war here. But I said call in on the drug topic of have you had bad side effects ever taking serotonin reuptake inhibitors and others known as antidepressants that say on the insert they can make you murder your whole church or chop your kids' arms off. But, hey, why not give it to somebody who's depressed? Here's a pill that will make you kill people. And then, oh, my gosh, there's more suicide in America. That is way up. Well, we better have anti-suicide training and put kids on drugs. And, oh, we're giving them suicide pills. More are killing themselves. Well, hell, the answer to that's more suicide pills. Suicides in this country have doubled in the last 20 years. You look up the numbers. And, of course, it's more than that. Yeah, in the youth, it's more than double. Because we have suicide education. In all these suicide education programs, they started in 1990 under federal training. It's the little girls that are the most easy to influence because they want to help and be friendly. Everybody knows that pre-adolescent girls, are generally the most pliable and friendly and good in school. And they teach them how to hang themselves and how to shoot themselves. And whatever you do, don't tie the shoelaces around your neck and do this. And the little girl goes and does it and just tries it out. And they find them dead all the time in the stall. But that's okay because then everybody has to be tested because of the scare. And they call everyone in, run by the drug company reps, the file, into the sports arena or into the school auditorium. And they have the local psychiatrist there. We're going to do screening. We're going to teach all your 10 or 11-year-olds how to not commit suicide. And then they do the screening, and everybody goes on drugs. And then there's a whole bunch of people commit suicide, and girls start learning about cutting themselves. And suddenly all that's happening, and then there's just suicide everywhere. Then there's more drugs, and then more suicide, and then more drugs, and then more suicide, and then more drugs, and then more suicide, and then more drugs. Suicide, 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 suicide. And death education, they put you in a coffin in the school. They have this at Littleton, Colorado, Columbine. And then they get in the coffin and talk about death. And they have they wrap kids up in blankets and teach them how to die. It's all fun to learn how to die. And then, oh, jeepers creepers, everybody's killing themselves.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.